Fifi, Fab and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Fab and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
1019. This is the Fox.
Bev, we have to talk about the news that's broken in the papers. May I have the Rocky sound effect, if I may? The music.
Soundtrack.
Soundtrack, yeah. Our big man, Brendan Favola, is going into the boxing ring just on the back of Mayflower. Mayflower, what's his name? Hollywood.
She was going so well.
Cauliflower.
Mayweather. Mayflower.
Mayweather.
He's such a weather person too.
Wow. You don't
remember that.
What can you tell everyone what you're doing?
We're fighting for charity. I don't really know the details. I just want to know how much and where. So it's in Bendigo in November, end of December. And I got asked whether I wanted to do it or not. And I said, oh, I don't know. Cause I can't fight. I can fight like in the street.
Scrappy. Yeah.
But in a ring, you can't hide or run. So
I wouldn't run.
I'd try to get one in real quick and run if there was a lot of them. I've been in a few fights back in the day, but I'm not really a fighter.
This is a boxing match fight for charity.
So they rang me up and said, mate, do you want to do it? And they said, who do you want to fight? And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll fight Dipper. I'll win that. And they said, no, he's too old. I said, what about Billy? Billy Brownless? And they said, no. What about Cam Mooney? And I go, he can go a bit. So I think I'll be fine. I haven't signed the contract yet.
So Geelong, great.
Yeah.
Cameron Mooney. He's a three-time premiership forward too.
So well, we didn't get a touch in one of them. So
okay.
I wouldn't count that.
You're going to mention that in the ring?
Yeah. So remember when you got donuts in the grand final?
Well, I thought you had a good chance because I know Mooney is a tough player.
He's a tough man.
And I thought, where's he from? Quick Wikipedia search. Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
Sorry, sports bet. I've got to change it last minute. But money on Mooney.
he'll pound me, but that's okay. I don't know if I'm going to do it yet, Boxy, because there's a lot of T's and C's in the contract. The boxing contract's amazing.
Really?
And especially, you're all right now with no gyms open, but I've got to train. You've got to train for up to 10 to 12 weeks, and you've got to train 3 days a week.
Yep.
It's part of the contract. Easy, I can do that. But you can't shed more than 5 kilos of your body weight when you sign the contract, which is now. So if I start training, I'll
lose. Shred a bit.
Yeah, I'll shred more than that. So I'll be in breach of the contract. So I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to do it or not.
Oh, okay.
That's me
Another
out.
Schnitzel
that's,
wrap.
That's me out. that's me loophole.
You don't want to lose too much weight.
But I did say to the guy, Liam Pickering, I said, can you bet on it? And he said, I think you can. So I'm going to take a fall in the first. And we'll load up.
I just love that Liam Pickering's listening after this has been plastered all over the papers yesterday. I might not be doing it.
I haven't signed yet.
I love Fev. Fev's trying to spin this as I'm going to take a fall in the first.
Yeah.
Whereas the reality is he's going to get knocked out.
1019 The Fox.
We had a funny conversation in the studio after working.
Brutal.
Brutal for one person in the team.
But yesterday on the couch, we learnt that our wonderful producer, Renee, when she was born with an extra thumb.
Yeah,
two thumbs.
Oh, two thumbs,
I've
Renee.
Even got a photo of it here. There we go, three boys. Thumbs. There's Renee. How gorgeous is that little baby Renee? She's so cute. And she's got a little thumb poking out of her other thumb.
She was cute.
I know.
Cute kid.
Renee, now what happened to the thumb? And how did they obviously removed it, but when?
So I just texted my mum and she said it was removed at 6 months old. And my mum actually had a similar thing.
Oh, so it's genetic.
Imagine how fast you would have been able to text her if you kept it.
I know.
That is, and then this led to Josiah standing over here in front of us. He revealed, what did you tell everyone what you had?
Well, I had a third nipple for a while.
Yeah, what?
Third nipple.
Where was it?
I've still got the scar. But
show us.
Just wants to get his shirt off.
Look at his pot.
It's freezing outside.
Needs the gyms to reopen.
And Marcel, can you make sure you take that off the Instagram? See, that's the scar from the third nipple.
Yeah.
But the doctor said it's pretty common in guys because apparently when you develop breasts, I started obviously doing push-ups and stuff.
I got pecs, bro.
When I started getting pecs, the breast bug came through. It's like a third nipple.
Ooh. isn't that interesting? Yeah. And you had yours removed?
No, it just fell off eventually.
It just fell off.
I can milk
like
out
a
of my
skink's
nipple.
Tail. Well, Somebody touched it. Yeah, a couple of years.
Actually, Fev, it still fascinates me. Mm. He squeezes his nipple and
milk comes out.
Stuff. Mm. Well, is it milk or is it?
It's a milk.
It's
not an extra body part.
Cottage cheese.
But I can produce. Yeah. I can produce milk.
You can produce
milk.
Yes. Milk.
That's cool.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
I think it's great when people have got a bit of freak about them.
100%. Get your freak on.
You mentioned also.
Yeah, an old mate of mine had webbed feet and webbed fingers as well.
Oh, wow. Did you call him Spider-Man?
Yeah, Frog. Frog. Yes, Ian Thorpe.
Yeah. Nicknames are the best. They call him Ian Thorpe.
Torpedo, unbelievable swimmer.
Yeah, of course he is, because he's got flippers on. He's a cheat.
Extra body part, something that was a bit different. Let's celebrate this. 13-10-60. Did you like Renee? Renee had three thumbs. Josiah had three nipples. Did you have a little extra something? And maybe you've still got it. We'd love to hear about it.
Fev. Control yourself. 13-10-60 is the number. Melbourne will speak.
There was a kid in India that was born with three willies.
It's true.
It's very true.
Science.
A couple of months ago.
Georgia in Frankston. Hi, Georgia.
Hi. How you going, guys?
Good, Georgia.
Georgia, what did you get? Did you get something extra?
Yeah, so I was born with a third nipple, and I still have it. Not like Josiah. Mine didn't fall off. But I'm currently 27 weeks pregnant, and at about 15 weeks, it actually started growing veins, and it's actually grown a little bit with my other breast, which is a bit weird.
Wow.
So many questions. So you've got obviously your breasts, so two, one each side. So with the nipple, is that another breast or is it just a nipple attached to one of the breasts?
Well, no. So it's just below my left breast. It sort of looked like a mole like my whole life. So people didn't really think it was a nipple. But my mum definitely said I was born with a third nipple, and it has grown sort of like raised, and it's got all these veins around it. And I showed my GP and she was like, oh my goodness, I think I've only ever seen this like one other time.
Wow. It's so inappropriate to say this, Georgia, but I'm desperate to see it. Like, I'm fascinated.
Yeah, I know.
Would you be able to breastfeed off it, you reckon?
Well, I don't know. Like, I actually work at a clinic, and I had a sonographer have a look, and it does have a bit of breast tissue, so potentially could.
Georgia, it makes me wonder if back, you know, thousands of years ago, did we have, like, proper udders, like cows or pigs, you know, like
Well, you evolved from the sea sponge.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The sea sponge didn't have any nipples.
I just think it's a bit strange, like, that so many people have a third nipple. There are obviously more once upon a time,
maybe.
And it keeps coming through as a recessive gene or something.
Yeah. Interesting. Fascinating.
Every time Fev says we come from a sea sponge, it gets me.
Well, we did.
Oh, come on, man.
History, bro.
Was it a sea sponge?
I'm still stuck on the fact that one of Josiah's nipples just fell off. I think it was just a crumb from a sandwich.
I cannot milk it, just confirming.
Like, but they're like warts. When you're born with warts, they just fall off. Warts fall off.
Yeah, maybe
that might have been
a wart. Maybe Josiah had a wart.
No, I used to weigh on mine on my knee.
The doctor said it was a breast bud. I had a breast bud.
I think you had a wart.
It was a breast
bud. I had them on my knees back in the day. I was born with heaps of warts on my knees, and I used to weigh on them. The doctor said weigh on them, and it kills it. You weigh on your warts.
No.
Wow. And
true. Mm. I don't know how much more you want me to be true. It's true. 13-10-60.
Okay.
Weigh on your warts.
Melanie from Faulkner. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Melanie, now this is your children. They've got a bit of extra.
Yes, both my children. So my son had 12 fingers and 11 toes.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's a few
and
extra.
Just a few. And my daughter had 12 toes.
Wow. Now, Millie, because Renee said she was 6 months old when they removed them. Did they remove them from the son and daughter?
Yeah, so my son was 6 months and my daughter was about 8 months.
And can they tell which ones should come off?
Yes, so his fingers were true little fingers, so he had an extra little finger on both.
Wow, how cute.
Yeah, and the toes were on top of the little toe, so they just shaved them off.
Can I ask how much money does the toe fairy leave? Like, I know for a tooth you get a gold coin usually, but for an extra toe, that's got to be a pineapple. There better be a 50 under the pillow.
That's a Don Bradman, mate. An extra toe? mate, you bottle that up.
Melanie, was it genetic? Did this come through? Did any ancestors have that too?
No, not that any relative is willing to admit.
I like it. Interesting. This is fascinating. Thanks, Melanie, for sharing that. Andrew from Craigieburn. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Andrew. What did you get? What extra did you get when you were born?
I had an extra earlobe.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Under it? Like, well, where was it?
Yeah, under it. Yeah, no, under it, yeah.
Oh, I love earlobes.
I got an operation when I was six, and I ended up in a hospital pamphlet. Yeah, so it was, got taken off, and now I've just got a bit of a fatter earlobe on the left-hand side than the right, but it's not really noticeable, so, but yeah.
When you said you're in the hospital pamphlet, did they take photos and put you in the pamphlet?
Yes, they did.
I've always looked at those pamphlets. You know, when you're sitting at the GP and you see them all, and you're like, I wonder who that is.
Yeah, we know now.
You were in one, Andrew.
Andrew from Craigieburn.
That's impressive. Yes. An extra earlobe.
Yes.
If you were really into piercing, you'd want to hang on to that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's like when those guys with the big stretcher, you know, the big hole ones, and they have them out. Is that a bit of extra lobe?
They've got to get a new lobe after that. Yeah, like, that is just butchering your earlobe.
I quite like the feel of an earlobe.
I love earlobes.
It's like the best thing to touch on a body, I reckon.
I agree with you, Feb.
I disagree.
And you always play with Toby's, like your kids.
I do.
With it, and it's like, and they love it. It's
I
like
play
a
with
sense
their
of
earlobes, and Trixie still holds my earlobes.
It's cute.
It's cute. Nick's trying to touch his earlobe.
It's really nice.
You get
nice.
Anything from
do
it?
Do you like it?
Huh?
Did you get anything from that sensation?
When Feb just grabbed my ear.
Earlobe.
1019, The Fox.
Now, to the thing I did yesterday that was nearly bad, but I stopped myself.
Wow. Firstly, I nearly do stuff all the time and don't freak out about it.
I actually do it.
Well, okay, it started with me doing something good, okay? I made, I baked a beautiful whole orange cake.
I saw it. Beautiful. Looked amazing.
Thank you. Really moist. You know what it has?
Don't put hole in there.
No, do you know?
Everybody bakes a whole cake.
Nobody
bakes a half
cake. No, you've misunderstood. I put the whole orange in. I'm not taking the peels off.
Yeah, she does
so
everything.
So I boil the oranges for an hour.
She wants
it
to
gets
make it
rid
moist.
Of the bitterness. And then in the Thermomix or the food presser, you just mash them. They can come up. And then you put that in with almond meal and sugar and a nut and eggs.
Eggs.
And six eggs for the binding.
Yep.
And then it just makes this beautiful, moist orange cake. I can't tell you how amazing it is. And moist. No flour. By the way, it'd be great for your household now, Feb, because for Mia, it's gluten-free.
Yep.
Lactose-free. And I don't even, that's just a coincidence because I'm not a gluten-free or lactose-free person.
We'll
can't get enough milk.
We'll have to get onto that because she.
Make it.
Make one for us. That'd be great because Mia started baking some stuff. She did like a smoothie. She made like a smoothie, berry smoothie, but then poured it into like little cupcake things and put them into the fridge and they turns into like a, I don't know, some sort of cupcake. But that'd be good.
Well, so now this cake, I thought to myself as I made it, because you boys, Nick, Feb, Josiah, have your own WhatsApp group called Foods and Nudes.
Which is better disgusting. Than yours.
The girls in the team, being myself, Renee and Darcy, have created the penis and Pilates, which is like pina coladas and Pilates. No, it's
that's the boring and boring.
And I posted a photo for the girls to have a look at and said, look what I've made, girls. Look what I did this afternoon. And then I thought to myself yesterday morning, I went, I'm going to bring it in, but I'm only going to bring two slices in for the girls in the pina and Pilates group.
Yeah.
And I was cutting it. I know. And then I thought to myself, Renee's vegan. Will I tell her there were eggs in it?
She
or will I
know.
Just give it to her? No, but see, the thing is, and I didn't cut this.
It's actually nicer than what I thought you were going to do. Renee's vegan. Do I delete her from the WhatsApp?
But
that's not very
she's
nice
made
towards
this so
that's
much
not very
harder.
Nice towards vegans.
But
man.
You know when you see as a proud
the normal
cook,
people
because I knew I'd made something so beautiful, I'm thinking I was actually having this in my mind. I went, I don't want to deny her tasting this because this is a taste sensation and I think she'll enjoy it. Does she need to know there's a couple of eggs?
Vegans don't turn vegan for better tasting food. They're doing it because they, you know, care about animals.
I think it's on her.
Well,
she should
I
ask what's
it.
In it. If you get here's some cake, she should say, have they got eggs in it? And you say, yeah. She goes, oh, no, that's not, I reckon that's on her. I would have given it to her.
What would you, Renee, had I asked you to taste the cake and then you'd found out it had six eggs in it, would that have been bad?
A lot of people always think because it's lactose and gluten-free that it's actually vegan. So usually if it's cake, I'd always ask.
Yeah,
what was the binder?
Yeah.
what's a vegan binder?
You can use like chia eggs, flaxseed eggs, chickpea flour.
Chia eggs.
Stop just making up words and
yeah,
giggling.
Just adding grouse things at the end of it.
But I came very close.
Chickpea steak.
to deliberately sabotaging a vegan. But and I'm gonna go to the phones on this 131060. Have you deliberately sabotaged a vegan? Because, and I'll say this, one of my friends, I've got two friends actually. One friend, her daughter.
I've got two friends. Whoa, hero!
All right, Fifi, big squad.
Woo, two vegan friends.
One of my friends. She's got a 14-year-old who has decided to become vegan, and she's like, oh, I'm not doing vegan cooking. So she's just telling her it's vegan. So she's completely sabotaging her daughter because she thinks it's a phase. So she is giving her food that is not vegan, but telling her it is. That's a blatant sabotage.
Let her get fully grown first and then let her eat vegan food.
Lenny and Lulu aren't vegan, but they're sort of going that way where they're not really, because Lenny's a bit, they've both got anaphylactic to different things.
Yeah.
But they hate pork. So I cook pork mince and tell them it's chicken mince. And they eat it and they love it. And I don't tell them it's pork.
Oh,
see, that's
But again,
smart.
They're not having that because of the taste.
They're having it.
Vegans don't love vegan food. It's because there's no animals in it.
There's principles attached to it. But 131060, have you, and even fess up if you work in a restaurant or a cafe and you've gone, nah, I need an egg in this, and they'll have to live with it. 131060, have you deliberately sabotaged a vegan? Can we hear our vegan jingle?
Yeah, because we're talking. Let's talk about vegans. Oh no, those militant
vegans. Oh no, but not all vegans are bad. Not all vegans are bad.
Not all of them.
Amy from Hughesdale. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Fifi. Hey, boys. How's it going?
Howdy.
Good, Amy, have you sabotaged a vegan?
I haven't, but a good friend of mine from high school, coincidentally, Tintin. She is a vegan, and she was unfortunately tricked by her boyfriend at the time. His family made them a roast for dinner, and she was like, oh, awesome, like, I know I'm vegan, so I'll obviously only have the roast veg and not meat. And she asked, oh, how'd you get the veggies so good and so crunchy? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we just cooked them in the duck fat. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, see, that's so true. Like, my grandma used to do that. The veggies were in the fat. So
duck
good.
Fat chips.
Yes. Oh. Yum.
There was a key wording from Amy there. Mm. The friend said, how good are these veggies?
Rachel in Churnside Park. Hi, Rach.
Hello. Hi, guys.
G'day. Hey, guys, your hubby's a vegan.
Yeah, he is. So he's been a vegan for about 5 years now.
How's he going?
Yeah, it's good. I just find it so boring. Like, we never really ever go out for dinner because there's either nothing there and because he's a fitness freak as well. So it's like,
fun.
I need to go out for a steak.
Do you ever, Rach, find yourself having to sabotage because you just have to get him to eat something?
Yeah, so I make the kids banana pancakes, and we've got egg replacer in the pantry, and I just always have to come out to the kitchen and make them before he can see me crack an egg.
Rach, it sounds like you love your husband, but it seems like it's on the rocks. But if you head to Renee's got a page that might help your relationship, at Melbourne Vegan Guide. Hit that up and it could save you.
Thanks.
Hey, Rachel, do you ever get in trouble? Like, I've had a mate that's come home from a late night out and he's had glitter on him and his wife was like, hold on, were you at a strip club? Do you ever come home and your husband's like, were you at Rockpool? You stink of meat. Do you go out for a cheeky steak every now and again?
Oh, yeah. So I'm a vegan Monday to Friday at home.
Oh.
And then come weekend, let loose. Whatever I want to be.
That's what alcoholics do. I don't drink from Monday to Friday, but on the weekend, get smashed.
You know what I was thinking though? So I would happily I like food if it tastes good, and I like vegan food. I would do. It's quite hard work. It's the hard work bit I've got to get over. I think the more vegans there are, the better the food gets, the better the options are, and then maybe I can give it a better crack.
Definitely.
Tegan from Carrum Downs. Hey, Tegan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tegan, you're a vegan.
Yes.
Tegan the vegan.
For 8 years.
Oh, well done. And how hard is it to avoid people giving you ingredients that you don't want?
You know, on my terms, it's pretty easy. But, when it comes to someone like my nonna, one day she made me these beautiful looking vanilla cupcakes. And she was like, I've made them just for you. You know, they're vegan. I finally tried to cook vegan for you. And I felt so bad. I was like, they look so beautiful. I had to try them. I bit into it. And, like, of course, your taste buds just adjust. When you haven't eaten egg for so long, I felt like I was going to throw up. And I couldn't tell her that. I couldn't say, oh, these are disgusting. But I was like, Nonna, I can taste the egg. And she was like, but it doesn't have milk in it. Oh,
safe to say, there is not on this planet a vegan Nonna. Yes. Never happened, never will. Never.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
5, 6, 7, 8.
It's from 1998.
Wow.
Steps. It was happening in the studio.
Steve, you could have given yourself a cardiac arrest. I've never seen you go harder dancing.
I know. We've got
a
defibrillator in here.
You okay?
Mate, it was Wow Wednesday.
I know.
That
was Wow what you were doing.
Songs right across the day. Keep it here at the Fox for all the songs that make you go, oh, wow.
Now, my favourite days are the days where you bring Trixie in, Boxy.
Yes.
She came in yesterday. We had some fun. So I went outside and I am absolutely stuffed.
I know.
We went outside and I answered a few phones, 131060.
Mm-hmm.
Fev got on there like Good Friday appeal, almost.
A guy rang up and said, oh, I want to ring up for Alpha Bucks. I said, 15 minutes when Fev and Nick give the call out, call up. Trixie looks at me and goes,
boring.
Don't do that ever again. She goes, how old are you, Fev? I go, well, that's a bit rude. I go, why? She goes, because you've got all white stuff in your beard.
Boring.
Ouch. I go, I'm 40. And she looked at me with absolute disgust. The barbers aren't open. I can't shave. I look like an old man, and that really hurt.
Oh,
it's salt and pepper. It's a good look.
It is.
She doesn't understand
like
you.
Exactly. Yeah. And kids, see, they're brutally honest. They don't understand social etiquette. They just can say
she
things
old
that
shamed
are a bit,
me.
Well.
Old shamed me.
Well, I actually showed her a photo of myself and my son, and she said, why isn't that photo in black and white?
Ouch.
She was suggesting it was a slightly older photo.
Well, it was
photo.
A photo of you when you were a kid, actually.
Yeah, sorry.
So it was a photo.
When I was a little boy.
He was a little boy, so it was like, this is what I looked like when I was a little boy.
Yeah, because I'd showed her a photo of my son, and then I said, this is what I'd look like when I was little. And she said, why isn't that in black and white? That is savage.
Boring.
Yeah.
You are a bit old.
She thinks I've got Sovereign Hill head.
Well, you forgot what you were talking about.
Gold
That's
rush.
How old you are.
Yeah.
Well, she's not alone because, Fev, you've already forgotten that your beautiful little baby, Toby.
Oh, yeah. She
shamed you the other day.
Daddy got big tummy.
Oh, sorry. What's Daddy got?
Daddy got a big tummy.
A big tummy? What do you mean? Is Daddy fat?
Yeah.
I copped the same one yesterday, Fev. My son Charlie got home from daycare. Went over to my wife, Luch. She's 36 weeks pregnant. He rubbed her belly and said, baby in mummy's belly. And then came to me, rubbed my belly and
twins.
Said, daddy, too much food.
Daddy's having twins.
131060, this is always fun. The brutally honest things kids have either said to you or around you. It's even worse when your child says it to somebody else. Like when I watched Trixie, yeah. Age shame both of you.
And he loved it.
I did. Jessica from Geelong. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jess. Now, was this you? You were a brutally honest kid.
Yeah. So we were at a family gathering when I was 6 and it was on my dad's side. So mum was in a conversation with a heap of my dad's family and I looked up and said, Mum, are you growing a beard?
And she
was mortified. Oh, my God, I got in so much trouble.
Oh, jeez.
I love when you get to roast your own parents. But I got picked up from creche. I must have been 2 or 3. And my mum, she had very long blonde hair and she'd got it cut really short. And I just hopped in the back seat and looked at her and said, hello, Dad. Oh, she cried all the way.
Was that then you thought I'm going to be a comedian?
Yeah, I've got to do this. Seeing this reaction of absolute despair.
Thanks, Jess. Michelle from also in Geelong. Hey, Michelle.
Detroit. Hi. So Mother's Day this year, went to my son's school. They had to draw a portrait of us.
Oh, God.
A beautiful picture. Oh. Then drew a line down the middle of my forehead. And I said, what's that? And he said, that's the wrinkle that goes between your eyes.
Oh.
Ouch.
And I reckon it came back at that moment. Michelle, did it pop up? A frown?
Yeah, it did. did. And before that time, I had no idea that I had a wrinkle between my eyes.
Oh, no. That is, they do. They're like holding a mirror up to yourselves, kids. They tell it like it is.
Which is good. You know, way to level yourself out a little bit. What do you think of me, kids? Yeah. Bang. Oh, God.
The annoying thing about a kid's drawing, though, is probably nailed the wrinkle on the forehead, but then just completely forgot a torso. Yeah. No, they'll just draw legs out of the jaw. You go, how'd you spot that? And not my stomach or chest.
Lisa from Hillside. Hi, Lise.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Lise. Now, was this your four-year-old embarrassed
when
you?
When she was four, she was chatting to me while I was in the shower, and I got out and she yelled at me excitedly, "Mum, you could go on The Biggest Loser."
Oh, wow. Oh, Lisa. Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow. Something my kids would say, Lise.
So she was so excited that I could be on TV.
Oh, the poor thing. She was like, so naive.
Not just kids do it, Boxy. I walked out of the shower, I've told you a couple of months ago, and Alex said, "Geez, did it hail in the shower, did it?" I was like, oh. Little dimples on my bum, apparently.
Oh, no. Sitting in a gravel driveway, yeah. Fibs.
Ouch.
101.9 The Fox.
Best thing about midweek is sport.
Is it? I thought
Wednesday.
That was the weekend.
Yeah, but Wednesday. Love sport on a weekend, but when there's a Wednesday game, State of Origin game one, Queensland versus a New South Wales Blues
so
up in Townsville.
So why would we have any interest when we're not even in it as
because,
a Victorian?
Because we are a sport-loving state, right. And the game should have been at the MCG. Would have been 100,000 people sitting at the MCG tonight. All us three were going, Josiah, Nick, myself. We're going to be in a box. We've got our scarves. We're going to have a couple of froths,
well,
have a meat
now.
Pie, and we're not. So
oh,
I'm going to be sitting
here. All right.
I'm
right.
Oh,
right down.
Oh, Mrs. Fun, please.
Cool.
Anyway.
Here she is. Fifi Fizzer.
Yeah. Oh, God. Fifi, shut the bloody box.
Yeah.
God.
No, you're just getting pretty excited, and there's no point.
The game's
it's
still on.
It's on TV.
Well, yeah. No, we'll just
do you know that State of Origin, Boxy, is number one or two most watched show of the year,
I am
other than the AFL Grand Final?
That
the
is
AFL Grand Final's number one, and that's usually number two.
Mate versus mate, state versus state.
But it's just pretendies.
No. No, it's the opposite.
No, this is
they'll
the opposite.
So there's people that play on the Storm. In their club teams, they play together, but then they're from different states. So tonight, they will battle. And
the
they go hard. And like, this is more important than their actual Grand Final.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, interview these blokes or speak to them, and I've got mates who play on either side. They would rather win State of Origin than an AFL Grand Final.
Really?
It means more
but
to them.
But that's the real game. This is their real game.
This is the real one.
Imagine if that, like for AFL, it's not.
Well, it used to be. It used to be Victoria, South Australia. It used to be huge.
Yeah, but
huge. Teddy Whitten.
Would they go as hard in those games?
Well, you can ask me. I played.
Idiot. Yeah, did you go as hard? Did you go as hard?
Well, I won the medal.
Which one?
It's the best on ground. In the State of Origin.
The bog.
Oh, God, you people.
What do they call it? The Norm Smith?
The bog. The Norm Smith.
But a lot of these best of games around the world, NFL Pro Bowl, the NBA All-Stars
medal.
Game.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's a doggy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like it.
A lot of these big games around the world where it's the best of, you know, the best of players, they don't go as hard, but State of Origin is.
They crack in.
Yeah.
Because I thought their coaches who pay their salaries would be saying, can you not go so hard because I want you to come back next week and not be injured.
That Cameron Munster hasn't played for the Melbourne Storm for like 5 weeks. He's been injured. He's playing. He got himself right for this game. Hasn't played at
more
club
important.
Level. It's more important.
Gee. So how annoyed would one of the coaches, like, I don't know, a Fatty or a Sterlo be if he turned up at the game?
Well, at least you got New South Wales and Queensland. Yeah. The one's a Queensland and one's a New South Wales.
But you'd be
Wales.
Annoyed. You'd be annoyed if they turned up.
No. That's their...
More important.
It's their bread and butter. They love it.
Gee, you guys.
You know how people watch the Grand Prix for the first corner?
Yeah.
You just want to see a stack? The first hit up tonight. So you watch kickoff, the guy catches it, and that first
bang,
hit, no sidestep.
Just so you know, right now, you both sound like you're in a cult. That was very weird passion over something that I don't really know about.
Like hey, wait till 8 o'clock when I FaceTime you for the kickoff.
No, you're not. Yeah.
Half
obviously.
Drunk, pizza all over your face. Queenslander.
Not half drunk, half sober. There you go, positive spin on it.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9